Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. A corruption probe is only the latest of Chinese insurers' woes. About 30% of salespeople have left the industry since 2019. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. The Kazakh crisis is only one threat hanging over the uranium market. A global crunch in nuclear fuel is no longer impossible. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. The faster metabolism of finance, as seen by a veteran broker. Prices are set at the margin, and the marginal trader is a hedge fund manager. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. The new government hopes to cure Germans' distaste the stock market. Plans include funding a small part of the public pension scheme through stock investment. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. Will remote work stick after the pandemic? Speakers at the American Economics Association's annual pow-wow take a shot at the question.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 13, 658 America, New York. Delta, KB Home, Taiwan Semiconductor. What to watch in the stock market today? Earnings season is back. Delta Airlines shares rose pre-market after reporting quarterly results.
Forex Live, January 13, 651 America, New York. Wells Fargo now sees the Fed hiking rates four times this year as compared to twice previously. The firm now sees the Fed hiking rates by 25 bits per second each quarter through to Q3 2023, starting from March this year. Adding that they expect the Fed to start reducing its balance sheet as an additional means of removing monetary accommodation in Q3 2023.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 13, 647 America, New York. NBC Universal names iSpot.tv as partner in new approach to measurement. The media company sent dozens of vendors a request for proposals to help it build a new measurement framework.
Forex Live, January 13, 637 America, New York. ECB's de Guindas, inflation not as transitory as previously anticipated. Inflation won't be as transitory as forecast some months ago. Omicron variant a factor of uncertainty but won't derail recovery. Inflation risk moderately to the upside but inflation to be below target for 2023. 2024 inflation will depend on evolution of energy costs. Oil price has recovered. Is trying to.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 13, 635 America, New York. Delta reports loss amid Omicron surge but expects to make recovery. The airline expects the COVID-19 variant to delay demand recovery by 60 days but said its effects will soon begin to dissipate.
Daily FX Market News, January 13, 6:30 America, New York. USD, ZAR Outlook. SAR Rand gets much-needed boost from USD sell-off. The Rand has strengthened against the dollar, mainly due to the post-CPI dollar sell-off as the overcrowded greenback recalibrates hawkish Fed bets.
BBC News Business, January 13, 614 America, New York. OVO Energy tells staff it will cut a quarter of its workforce. The country's third-largest energy provider is making cuts related its acquisition of SSE in 2019.
New York Times Business, January 13, 6 o'clock America, New York. Smart headlights are finally on their way. The infrastructure law passed last year set a 2023 deadline for so-called adaptive driving beam headlights to be approved for American roads.
Forex Live, January 13, 556 America, New York. The impact of China's zero-COVID policy on the economy. At the annual meeting of the Communist Party of China last year, there were a few key points. I interpreted the content as seeking stability. Why do I say seeking stability? What's the point?
Global Economy, January 13, 552 America, New York. The new social contract and your money. Beyond the unknowns of 2022, what does the shift in economic consensus mean for investors?
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 13, 544 America, New York. Huge U.S. investments at risk in Kazakhstan unrest. Vast natural riches and relative political stability have made the country a ripe target for American investment. The current wave of protests has left many U.S.
Daily FX Market News, January 13, 531 America, New York. Gold, ZAU, USD, running into a familiar zone of resistance. The price of gold is pushing back towards a noted area of resistance, aided by short-term weakness in the U.S. dollar.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 13, 5:30 America, New York, Fed's Brainard to tell Congress that reducing inflation is top priority. President Biden's choice to be the central bank's second-in-command is set to testify in a confirmation hearing before the Senate Banking Committee. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 13, 5:30 America, New York, inflation surge is on many executives' list of 2022 worries. Nearly 60% of U.S. CEOs expect elevated inflation to continue until at least mid-2023, according to a survey by the Conference Board, with labor shortages their top concern for 2022. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 13, 5:30 America, New York, tight U.S. labor market has kept lid on layoffs. Workers calling in sick with COVID-19 have added pressure on employers trying to operate during the Omicron surge.
BBC News Business. January 13, 5:05 America, New York, Next cuts sick pay for unvaccinated staff forced to self-isolate. The retailer changes its sick pay rules as employers face soaring absences due to Omicron.
Forex Live. January 13, 5:01 America, New York. SNB says successfully tested use of digital currency to settle transactions with top investment banks. The latest trial could see the introduction of central bank digital currency move a step closer in Switzerland. The SNB says that they integrated the digital currencies into payment systems and used them in simulated transactions involving UBS, Credit Suisse, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup. The test shish.
New York Times Business. January 13, 5:00 America, New York, Davos man, Mark Benioff and the COVID pandemic. They stepped up in the pandemic to save the world, says Mark Benioff of Salesforce. Even as their tax practices and purchases kept them above its troubles.
Forex Live. January 13, 4:53 America, New York, cryptocurrencies rebounded as part of a general downward trend. The value of the cryptocurrency market rose almost 3% over the past 24 hours to $2.07 trillion, exceeding the psychologically important circular mark pulled demand.